Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishnah Torah, one perek each day. Today we'll be learning Hilchot Kiddush HaChodesh, perek Bet. This perek is about the procedure of Kiddush HaChodesh. It begins with a discussion of who qualifies as a valid witness to report on a sighting of the new moon. After that, it describes what kinds of questions the Beit Din would ask to establish if the Edim really saw the new moon, and if they saw it in a sufficiently direct manner for their testimony to be accepted. Once the Beit Din accepts the testimony of a pair of Edim, the formal ceremony of Kiddush HaChodesh is carried out. The perek ends with a case in which Beit Din can function as their own Edim in order to perform Kiddush HaChodesh, and with a critical point about the authority of Beit Din in this area of Halacha. Halacha Aleph. Ein kasher leidut haChodesh ela shnei anashim ksheirim haruuyim lahaid b'chol davar v'davar. Aval nashim v'avadim harei hein kishar psulei edut ve'ein meidin. Av ubno shera'u et hayareach yelchu leBeit Din lahaid lo mipnei sheidut haChodesh ksheira bikrovin ela sheim yimatzei achad mehem pasul mipnei shehu gazlan v'chayotzei bazeh mishar hapaslanut yitzaref hasheni im echad v'yaid. V'chol ha-pasul la'idut midivrei sofrim, af al-pishu kasher mina Torah, pasul la'idut ha-chodesh. The only valid edim for Kiddush HaChodesh, like in most areas of halacha, are adult Jewish males, excluding a woman and an Eved Kanani. All the personal disqualifications that apply in other situations of testimony in court, both mid'oraita, like a gazlan, or one who violates certain isurim d'oraita, and mid'rabanan, like people who violate isurim d'rabanan, apply here as well. Relatives may not testify as a pair, but if a father and son see the new moon together, they should both travel to Beit Din nonetheless. Why? So that in the event that one of them is found to be pasul, like if Beit Din determines that he is a gazlan, the other can join some other witness and testify with him as a pair. We see here a significant distinction between Eidut in Kiddush HaChodesh and in other areas of Halacha. Typically, if two Eidim see something together and one is disqualified, we cannot accept the other one by joining him to another witness who saw the same thing from an entirely different location. The fact that we can do this in Kiddush HaChodesh seems to indicate that Eidut for Kiddush HaChodesh purposes has lower standards than in other areas of Halacha, and the next Halacha strengthens this impression. Din Torah she'ein midaktikin beidut HaChodesh, afilu kitshuot HaChodesh al pi eidim, v'nimtzu zomamin beidut zo, harei ze mikudash. Lefichach, hayu barishona mekablin eidut haChodesh mikol adam Yisrael, shekol Yisrael bechezkat kashrut ad shivadalecha shezet pasul. In general, Beit Din is obligated to be midakdek with Edim by cross-examining them on all sorts of peripheral details about their testimony. But in Kiddush HaChodesh, this is not required on a d'oraita level. Of course, Beit Din asks the Edim detailed questions about their sighting of the moon, as was mentioned in the last perek, and as we'll see shortly in Halachot Dalet through Vav. The lack of diktuk refers to peripheral details not directly related to the sighting of the moon. The Rambam quotes an astounding din from the Yerushalmi, that even if the testimony of Edim about the new moon was accepted, and the Edim are subsequently found to be zomimin, which in other circumstances would completely disqualify their testimony, and the Edim would be considered Ede Sheker, the month remains sanctified based on their testimony. This may be based on the effectiveness of Kiddush HaChodesh even in cases of error, as we'll see at the end of today's perek. But the Rambam quotes this din here as proof that ein midaktikin, the standards of Eidut are lower when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh. Rashi in Masechet Rosh Hashanah points out that the Torah never says explicitly that witness testimony is required in order to establish Rosh Chodesh, and it may be that the role of Eidim in this area of Halacha is merely as a vehicle to gather information. This would explain why individual witnesses from different pairs may be joined together into a new pair, and also why Beit Din can, in some cases, serve both as Edim and as judges, as we'll see much later in the perek. And recall from the last perek that the Beit Din would sit to hear testimony only when they know from their calculations that the moon should have been visible. So the testimony really only confirms what Beit Din already knows. It certainly makes sense that this consideration lowers the standards of the required Eidut. Due to the lack of diktuk, it used to be the case that testimony was accepted from anyone who wasn't known to be pasul le'edut. But this changed at a certain point in history, as the Rambam proceeds to explain. Continuing in Halacha Bet, Mi shekilkelu haminim, v'hayu sochrin anashim lehaid shera'u v'hein lo ra'u, hitkinu shelo yikablu beit din edut achodesh, ela me'edim shemakirin beit din otam shein kshirim, v'sheyu dorshin v'chokrin beiduto. Lefichach, im lo yu beit din yod'in et ha'edim shera'u hayareach, meshalchin anshei ha'ir shenir'aba im ha'edim shera'u edim achirim shemezakin otan lebeit din, u'modi'in oto she'elu kshirin hein. The Minim rejected the authority of Torah Shebaal Peh, and one of the most well-known debates between them and the Chachamim concerned the start of Sfirat HaOmer. The Pasuk refers to the first day of Sfirat HaOmer as Mimachorat HaShabbat, which Chazal understood to mean the second day of Pesach, the 16th of Nisan. But the Minim understood it literally to refer to the day after Shabbat, meaning the Sunday after the first day of Pesach. Therefore, the Minim had a strong interest in seeing Rosh Chodesh Nisan come out on a Shabbat, so that the 16th would fall on Sunday, and everyone else would start counting the Omer on the same day that they did. To make this happen, at some point they began to hire false witnesses, Eidei Sheker, to testify that they saw the new moon. Once this became known to Beit Din, they established that henceforth, Eidim would only be accepted who were known to be honest. And even so, Beit Din would be medakdek and ask about peripheral details to ensure that the Eidim are not lying. So whenever two Eidim who are unknown to Beit Din see the new moon and wish to testify, the people of their city would send along with them two other witnesses to vouch for the honesty of the first pair. Halacha Dalet. Beit Din mechashvin badrachim sha'itzdag ninin mechashvin behen, v'yodim halivana kesheteira'e bechodesh ze, im tia bitzfona shemesh o bidroma, v'im tia rechava o ktsara, uleichan yu rashei karneha notim, u'cheshiavo ha'idim lehaid bodkinotam, ketsad ri'itemota, batzafon o badarom, leichan hayu karneha notot, kama hayta gvoha b'iriyat enichem, v'chama hayta rechava, אם נמצאו דבריהם מכוונים למה שנודע בחשבון, מקבלין אותן. ואם לא נמצאו דבריהם מכוונים, אין מקבלין אותן. As we saw in the last perek, Beit Din need to be expert in the astronomical calculations which determine when and how the moon is visible at the start of the month. Based on their knowledge, they would ask the witnesses to clarify specific details. Did you see the moon in the northern or southern part of the sky, relative to the sun? In what directions were the ends of the crescent of the moon pointing? How wide was the moon at its widest point, and how high in the sky did you see it? The Eidim would only be accepted if their answers to these questions matched what Beit Din determined based on their calculations. Halacha Hei. Amru Ha'edim, Re'inuhu Bamayim, O Be'avim, O Ba'ashashit, O Shira'u Mikzato Barakia, U Mikzato Ba'avim, O Bamayim, O Ba'ashashit, Ein Zo Re'iya. Ve'ein mekadshin al ri'yah zot. Amar echad, ri'itiv gavoa be'inai, kamo shtei komot, v'amar ha'sheni, kamo shalosh komot haya gavoa, mitzarfin. Amar ha'echad, kamo shalosh komot, v'ha'sheni omer, kamo chamesh, ein mitzarfin. U'mitzaref ha'echad mehem, im sheni, shi'aid kamoto, o shi'ah be'nehem, koma achat. If the Eidim say that they saw the reflection of the moon in the water, or that they saw it through clouds, or through some type of lens, then this isn't considered a valid sighting of the moon, and Beit Din does not sanctify the new month based on it. We note that this lens seems to refer not to eyeglasses, but either to a piece of glass which reduces the quality of whatever is seen through it, or perhaps to something like a telescope, which allows one to see something invisible to the naked eye. One who sees the moon through eyeglasses can presumably testify to this effect in Beit Din, in the same way that nowadays poskim allow the recitation of Kiddush Levana if one sees the moon through eyeglasses. Beit Din would question each witness individually, and then compare both accounts. If the Eidim differ on the point of how high the moon was in the sky, they may still testify together if their versions differ by up to one koma, some known measure of height in the sky, possibly corresponding to the height of a typical story in a tall building. If their versions differ by two komot, then these Eidim cannot join together. But like in the case from the beginning of the perek about a father and son, either one of these Eidim can join with another witness who reports having seen the moon at a height within one koma of what he saw. This is another example of the possibility of mixing and matching between groups of Eidim in Kiddush HaChodesh, again illustrating the leniency of Eidut in this area of Halacha. Halacha Vav. Amru, ri'inuhu belo kavana, v'chivan shibonanu bo, v'nitkonanu liroto lehaid, shuv lo ri'inuhu, ein zo edut, v'ein mekachin aleha, shema avim nitkashru, v'niru kalvana, v'chalu v'halchu lehen. Amru edim, ri'inuhu biyom tisha v'esrim shacharit b'mizrach, kodem shatale ha'shemesh. Urinuhu arvit b'marav b'lel shloshim, hare elu ne'emanin. Umekachin al riyazo, sharei ra'uhu bizmano. Aval hariyah shamru shera'uhu b'shacharit, ein nizkakin la, she'enanu achrayin liriyat shacharit. Uv'yadua she'avim hem shinkashru, v'nira lehem kalvana. V'cheinim ra'uhu bizmano, uv'lel iburo lo nira, hare elu ne'emanin, she'enanu achrayin ela liriyat lel shloshim bilvad. The Rambam lists three cases here. Case 1. If Eidim report that they saw the moon by chance, when they weren't looking for it or intending to testify about it, and then, when they looked more carefully, again a moment later, they couldn't find it, we don't accept their testimony. In this case, we assume that the first sighting was not the moon, but rather some cloud, which briefly resembled the new moon and then disappeared. Case 2. Suppose witnesses report having seen the moon of the previous month, before sunrise on the morning of the 29th, and then they saw the new moon just after sundown that night, that is, the night of the 30th. This is impossible, even though it is indeed the case that at the end of the month, the moon is visible in the early morning, and at the start of the month, it is visible just after sundown. The reason it is impossible is an astronomical fact we saw in the last perek. The moon is always entirely hidden from view between the end of one month and the start of the next for approximately 2 days, and certainly more than the time between early morning and the following evening. Nonetheless, we accept the testimony of these witnesses. The reason is that we are only interested in what they have to say about the new moon, not about the old one. Their sighting from the early morning can be entirely discounted as a cloud which resembled the moon or some other illusion. Case 3 is similar. The witnesses report seeing the new moon on the night of the 30th, and then the moon is not visible at all the following night, Lel Iburo, which recall means the night of the 31st. The fact that no one could see the moon on the night of the 31st does not bother us, as long as valid Eidim report seeing the moon on the night of the 30th, and their testimony stands up under questioning, Beitin accepts their testimony and declares the 30th to be Rosh Chodesh. Halacha Zayin. Ketzad mekablin edut ha-chodesh, kol mi shera'ui lehaid shera'a tayareach ba'le beitin, uveidin machnisim otam kulan l'makom echad, ve'osin lehen seudot gedolot kedei shiyu ha'am regilin lavo, ve'zug sheba rishon bodkin oto rishon ba'bdikot shamarnu, machnisin et ha'gadol ve'shoalin oto, nimsu'u dvarav mechuvanin l'chashbon, machnisin et chavero, nimsu'u divrehem mechuvanim, edutan kayemet, ushar kol ha'zugot shoalin otan rashei dvarim, lo shetzirchin lehen, Ella kedei shelo yitzu b'fachei nefesh, kedei shu regilin lavo. All the Eidim who arrive at the Beitin to testify are gathered in one place and treated to large meals, in order to encourage people to make the journey. The first pair to arrive is questioned by Beitin, individually, as we explained. If their testimony doesn't stand up to the questioning we saw before, then Beitin proceeds to the next pair, and so on. Once the testimony of some pair is accepted, there is no need to hear from any other pairs of Eidim. Nonetheless, the other pairs are questioned in a superficial manner just to show them respect and appreciation, so that these Eidim not feel that they wasted their time in making the trip. In this way, they will want to return on a future occasion when they see the new moon. Halacha Chet. V'achar kach, achar shetitkayem ha'idut, rosh beitin omer mikudash. V'chol ha'am onim acharav, mikudash mikudash. V'ein mekadshin et ha'chodesh ela bishlosha. V'ein mechashvin ela bishlosha. V'ein mekadshin ela chodesh shenira'a bizmano. V'ein mekadshin ela bayom. V'im kitshu balayla eino mikudash. After the testimony of two Eidim is accepted, the head of the Beit Din declares, mikudash, the month is sanctified, and everyone present responds, mikudash, mikudash, in affirmation. There is a common custom at a chuppah for the onlookers to say mikudeshet mikudeshet after the chatan puts the ring on the finger of the kala. There is a debate about the source of this custom, and some think that it comes from this similar practice regarding Kiddush HaChodesh. There must be three dayanim present when this is done, as this is the minimal size of a Beit Din, and so too the earlier calculation of whether the new moon will be visible on the night of the 30th must be done by three dayanim. This formal sanctification of the month by declaring Mikudash is only done when Rosh Chodesh is declared on day 30, based on witness testimony, not when no Edim come and Rosh Chodesh is only on day 31. In the latter situation, the new month begins automatically, without any Kiddush at all. But we'll see in the next parak how Beit Din marks the occasion of a Chodesh Me'ubar. Because Kiddush HaChodesh is a procedure which depends on Beit Din, and Beit Din may only initiate a procedure during the day, the statement of Mikudash is only effective if it is said before nightfall, as the Rambam goes on in Halacha Chet. Afilu ra'uhu Beit Din v'chol Yisrael, v'lo amru Beit Din Mikudash ad shechashicha lel echad u'shloshim, o shenechkeru ha'idim, v'lo yispiku Beit Din lomar Mikudash ad shechashicha lel echad u'shloshim, ein mekadshin oto. Via chodesh meubar, velo ye rosh chodesh, ela yom echad u'shloshim. Af al pi shenira belel shloshim, shein hariyakovat, ela beitin shamru mekudash, heim shekovin. Even if the moon was widely seen on the night of the 30th, and even if Beit Din completed questioning the Edim during the following day, and just didn't get to formally pronounce the month Mikudash before nightfall, the month becomes Malay, and Rosh Chodesh is only the following day. We'll have to remember this halacha when we learn the next parak, as the Rambam statement here seems to pose a difficulty for a unique shita of his which comes up at the end of Parak Gimel. Halacha Tet. Ra'uhu Beit Din Atzman besof Yom Tisha Ve'esrim, im adayin lo yatza kochav bilelei shloshim, Beit Din omrin mikudash mikudash, shadayin yom hu, v'im ra'uhu bilel shloshim achar shiatzu shnei kochavim, l'machar moshivim shnei dayanin etzel achan mehen, v'yaidu heim hashnayim bifnei hashlosha, v'ikadshuhu hashlosha. If Beit Din themselves see the new moon at the end of day 29, they can perform Kiddush HaChodesh based on the sighting. As the Gemara says about this case, lo tehei shmi'a gedola miri'ya. If Beit Din can act based on hearing about the new moon from Edim, all the more so can they sanctify the month based on seeing the new moon themselves. There is a debate among Rishonim whether this principle applies in other types of Edut as well, or if this is a special din regarding Kiddush HaChodesh, which reflects the less formal standards of testimony relevant to it, as we discussed earlier. How exactly Beit Din does Kiddush HaChodesh in this case depends on when exactly they see the moon. If this is before nightfall, while it is still day 29, they can declare at that moment that the month is Mikudash, and the next day, day 30, is Rosh Chodesh. This is a rare scenario in which Kiddush HaChodesh is performed not during day 30, but before day 30, and therefore day 30 is known to be Rosh Chodesh from the moment it begins. But if Beit Din only see the moon after nightfall, when it is too late to declare the month sanctified, as we learned in the last halacha, then the next day they cannot do Kiddush HaChodesh based on what they saw the previous night. The principle of Lo Tehei Shmi'ah G'dola Me'iriyah allows Kiddush HaChodesh to be done on the spot, as if testimony was given and accepted at that moment. But once the moment passes, there remains no basis on which to sanctify the month the next morning. In order to do this, two of the Dayanim who saw the new moon must testify during the day in front of three Dayanim, the remaining one from the previous night, plus two more who are added for this purpose. And this Beit Din does Kiddush HaChodesh based on this testimony. We note that there is a seeming contradiction within this halacha about the moment when it is no longer possible to do Kiddush HaChodesh on the spot because day 29 has ended. The beginning of the halacha says, Adain lo yatza kochav belel shloshim. Not even one star is visible, implying that once even one star is visible, the opportunity to do Kiddush HaChodesh has passed until the next morning. But the end of the halacha says, Achar sheyitzu shnei kochavim. Only after two stars are visible is it too late to do Kiddush HaChodesh. The second statement makes more sense, as it aligns with the statement of Shmuel in the Gemara that Bein HaShmashot begins with the emergence of two stars. Based on this, the Maharal Bach, in a lengthy commentary in the Salacha, printed in the standard editions of the Rambam, amends the text in the beginning of the Halacha to Adain lo yatza ela kochav echad, meaning that if only one star is visible, it is daytime, and still possible to do Kiddush HaChodesh. Others suggest that the word Bilel in the beginning should say Bet Lel, meaning that if a second star isn't yet visible, then Kiddush HaChodesh may still be done. Halacha Yud. Beit Din shekidshu et haChodesh bein shogegin bein mutin bein anusin harei ze mikudash v'chayvin hakol l'taken ha'moadot al yom shekidshu bo. Af al pi sheze yada sheta'u chayav lismoch alehen she'ein hadavar masur ela lehem u'mi sheziva lishmor ha'moadot hu tziva lismoch alehen shenamar asher tikru'u otam. Even if Beit Din sanctifies the month incorrectly due to a mistake, or because they were misled, recall from Halacha Bet, the situation of false witnesses, or because they were forced to by some other authority or under threat, the Kiddush HaChodesh is effective, and all holidays must be observed based on their actions. There's a famous story in the Mishnah in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, in which Rabban Gamliel, the head of the Sanhedrin, accepted witness testimony and decided to be Mekadesh the month of Tishrei, in the face of strong opposition from Rabbi Yehoshua, who knew for sure that the testimony of the Edim was astronomically impossible. On the 11th day of the month, which for Rabban Gamliel was the day after Yom Kippur, but for Rabbi Yehoshua was Yom Kippur itself, because the month started a day later for him, Rabban Gamliel commanded Rabbi Yehoshua to come to see him carrying his staff and money purse. That is, doing something which is forbidden on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Gamliel did this in order to demonstrate to Rabbi Yehoshua that no matter what the background of the decision, the date of Rosh Chodesh declared by Beit Din is binding, and everyone must accept it. Rabbi Akiva consoled Rabbi Yehoshua using the pasuk quoted by the Rambam at the very end of the halacha, Asher Tikru'u Otam, referring to the holidays, and Otam can be read as the second person plural, Atem. Whatever you, Beit Din, decide is the final word when it comes to determining the calendar date, even if you are mistaken, misled, or forced into making an incorrect determination. He, Hashem, who commanded us to keep the holidays, also commanded us to rely on the determination of Beit Din in doing so.
Thank you for joining me in learning today's parak of the Mishnah Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next parak.